Okay, who doesn't love dogs? They're our pets, our mates, sometimes even our guides. Now they're in our court system. The New South Wales Department of Justice has today launched a six-month pilot program using therapy dogs in courts. It's hoped they'll help victims of crime have a much less stressful experience in the witness box. Penny Timms reports.
Well, this is Anta. Anta is a Leonberger. A Leonberger originally comes from Germany. It's the cross between a St. Bernard and a Newfoundland. The nickname is the Gentle Giant, so that's why it's very well suited for the Delta program we're doing at the moment.
Arthur Jensen and his dog Anta are part of the Therapy Dogs program run by the Delta Society, a not-for-profit that specialises in the area. Anta is a striking dog with fluffy red and orange fur, and when he stands, he easily comes up to the waistline of your average-sized adult. But he's also extremely placid, as are all of those that are part of the Therapy Dog program. Today, the Delta Society started a joint six-month trial of its dogs in Manly Local Court in Sydney. Leading the program is the state's Department of Justice, and this particular project is the brainchild of Mahashni Krishna, who is the New South Wales Commissioner of Human Rights.
So the trial is part of a few measures that we are introducing in courts to provide more support to victims, witnesses and court users generally, to reduce their anxiety, to assist them going through what could be quite a stressful situation for people.
What made you interested in trying these therapy dogs in the first place?
They've been used successfully in the United States since the 1990s and have been shown and proven to be quite beneficial when people give evidence or when they attend court. So we thought it would be a great thing to pilot as part of other measures that we are introducing.
Six dogs and their handlers are signed up to take part in the trial, and they'll take turns to visit the court each Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday morning before court is in session. Holly James is the general manager of the Delta Society. She says this is the first time one of the Society's therapy dogs has entered the courts.
So we've actually been speaking with Victim Services to get some counselling for our volunteers. So if there is a situation where one of our volunteers doesn't feel comfortable, they've got someone they can go and have a chat to. They also have an orientation before they do their first visit so that they know what the courtroom looks like, where they're going to be allowed to go, what type of people are going to be on that day. And they work with the people that are there in the area and know what they've got to do.
And if the trial shows it does help to lower the anxiety of court attendees, the department wants to expand it to cover courts across New South Wales. Human Rights Commissioner Mahashni Krishna again.
So during the 6 months, we will be evaluating the program to see if there are benefits. If there are benefits for it, the intention is to roll it out to other local courts in a similar fashion as what will be available in Manly Local Court. Longer term, what we would like to be able to do is it can be requested from other jurisdictions like the District Court, where victims are going to give evidence and the dogs can be requested and made available to them when they're giving evidence. So in court, when they're giving evidence or in a remote witness room where they are giving evidence, the dog will be available.
And likewise, Holly James says the Society will be using the trial to tailor its services, especially if it's expanded.
So there will be a problem with some supply and demand, of course, but it will be certain areas that we'll probably struggle with. So we know that we don't get a lot of volunteers out in the West, so we would have to have a recruitment process where we would try and recruit more people in that area. So we'll actually look at what ways we can do to attract people to this type of role.
As for Arthur Jensen, he says all it takes for a good therapy dog is the right temperament.
The majority of the dogs we use were already... placid from the word go, so that's basically how it started. In his case, there's no training involved, it's just doing what he likes doing. That's at the bottom line of it.
Therapy dog owner Arthur Jensen ending that report by Penny Timms.